Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of a strike while the iron's hot type of mentality when you see sort of the landscape of the AFC. And so you don't want to just, you know, split the remaining games and, you know, go out wild card weekend. I mean, there should be a little bit more.
You don't want to, but the likelihood is they could. I would be surprised if they lose three in a row. Excuse me. I don't expect them to, but I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if they lost to the Giants.
Wow.
Ooh.
I would. Scale 1 to 85, Keith.
Oh, 84.
80.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
Two? Something like that.
Giants
are
rough.
So, wow. Okay, so you
don't. I don't expect it.
You just wouldn't be surprised.
I got it. So when whatever friend of mine retweets that.
Brian, clip that. Yeah.
He aggregates it.
Don't quote his quotes.
Hour two, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday.
Woo! He's got him on an upset watch.
If you missed any of that yesterday, Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. Take it with you wherever you go. In fact, today would be a great day to have it. If you're driving around stuck in traffic, Odyssey app, you won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. Use the rewind feature. Go back and listen to our interview with Tommy Curran, Hunter Henry, and Christian Ellis from Monday. Anthony Jennings on the show yesterday. You can go back and listen. Just get the Odyssey app on your phone. We were pretty surprised.
You 84.
Said 84. Yeah. I was an 82. Yep. On the surprise scale, when Tommy Curran said, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they lose this game. I wouldn't be surprised if they lose three in a row. I'm not predicting it. I'm not saying it's going to happen. So move over, Brian Hoyer. He's kind of covered all his bases. But, yeah, I didn't expect Curran to come on and say they could drop their next three. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. And that, Keith, you didn't hear the beginning of it. Well, your first question was kind of responding to him saying, well, it's all gravy, and there's nothing to worry about. And even if they drop the next three, no harm, no foul, which I vehemently disagree with.
So do I. You're the number one seed right now, and it doesn't feel like – I guess you could make the argument in 2021, they beat Buffalo, and they were 9-4, and we had started to wonder, like, oh, could it be Pats versus Tom Brady in the Super Bowl? But they just beaten the Bills in a wild wind game. And then the everything fell apart those final 4 weeks of the season, and it was a little bit more predictable than this. This, yes, they've not had the toughest schedule in the world, but they beat the Bucs on the road, they beat the Bills on the road, they have not had let-up games, and even if they let up a little bit, they still found ways to win those games, like Atlanta and this last game against Cincinnati. And the rest of the AFC, there's no even close to a perfect team. And so that's why, in addition, it would be so disappointing. It's one thing if they were 10-2, minding their own business, but the Chiefs were also 10-2, and it was Mahomes slinging it around, and the Bills, they lost the head-to-head game to you, but they won most of their other games, and Josh Allen was the MVP. That's way, way, way different. So the house money approach, I hate that.
No, if you asked me in August, would I be happy that they were 10-2? Of course.
Of course. 10 wins total we would have been happy with.
You had 10 for the whole year. Yes. I had 9 for the whole year. Like, I would have been blown away by that. But now with the way the AFC looks and how the Patriots are playing and where we're at, we're not asking you in August. We're asking you the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would be pretty frustrated if they lost three in a row. I expect them to split against Buffalo and Baltimore, and they should win this game against the Giants. I'd be stunned if they dropped this game to the Giants. It's Sunday, or it's the NFL, any given Sunday, I get that. I'd still be shocked mm-hmm. if they dropped this game. So, yeah, I have trouble getting on board with that. And Curran, right away. Now, Brian did not clip that. I would like to point out to
Brian
Tommy.
Brian did not, no.
If he's listening, because I will say the comments have not been overly friendly to Tommy Curran on
mean?
This one.
Why?
Well, it's just a lot of people bringing up his J.J. McCarthy takes.
Well, listen, we've all had a miss. Just a giant miss.
A quick scroll. Well, we've all had misses. That's a big miss.
J.J. McCarthy over Drake Mays.
That's like Bedard saying, Gronk, I don't see it in the draft.
That
like
gets brought up every
draft. Don't take J.J. McCarthy.
Like, those are there's misses. Like, my Jokic miss is
Jokic
not just
miss.
That's not just a miss, Keith. That's like an all-time miss, okay?
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy over Drake May is going down as an all-time miss.
Trending towards an all-timer.
Gronk, I don't see it, is an all-time miss.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah,
not all
one.
Misses are created equal. I would point that out.
No, that's fair.
And by the way, the Twitch chat is saying his boy, J.J. McCarthy, got benched. I mean, is out again. Like, he's hurt. I don't think he's hurt. I think he's benched. I think they're like, oh, yeah, weird. He just popped up with some concussion-like symptoms after another horrible game. Like,
that might be the Brock Purdy treatment.
He is outright benched. Yes, a soft benching Brock Purdy, Kyler Murray
Second
style.
Second time this year he's been soft benched.
That's what's going on, I think.
That's tough.
So, but anyway, I would like to point out, Brian did not clip that.
That was
not clipped by the Jones and Keefe show. That was Freeze Pops on his own initiative, went out and clipped that. And aggregated it.
Unreal.
And let me tell you.
Unreal pops.
Let me tell you. Curran probably is not enjoying those mentions today. But the man said it. What do you want us to do? He said he could see them losing the next three games. He wouldn't predict it.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be surprised. I'd be shocked. And not only that, I would be really, I know they have some injuries. I'd be wildly disappointed in that. Because now you're talking about maybe blowing the division lead that we thought you had wrapped up. Never mind the one seed. Now you're on the road on wild card weekend.
Eeks.
In August, we all would have taken it, now that's nowhere near acceptable. Eeks indeed.
Eeks indeed. They're 7.5-point favorites, so if you feel like the Giants can win this one, there's a juicy plus money
healthy
there.
Healthy bet to be made there.
If you so choose.
Tom E.
Even with the injuries, though, like the Giants are 2 wins. They haven't won a road game all year. We'll talk more. We'll be in on Monday. We'll have more on this then, but they have all kinds of injuries to really important players. So, yeah, they're on their interim coach.
I'm not
taking the Giants.
I do think it's a bad week to be without the offensive lineman, specifically against this pass rush.
Yeah.
You know, Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, I think has a half a sack this year, but he has been constantly in quarterback's faces and a menace rushing the quarterback. So, am I missing another pass rusher they have there? There is another one, right? Don't they have
Caleb
on
Thibodeau?
That is who it is. Thank you.
They still do, yeah.
So, like, it's probably bad timing to be down those O-linemen, but I'd say it's never good time to be down those guys.
Yep.
By the way, your girl, Diana Russini.
Yep.
So let me know how much stock you put in this. Diana Russini had a timeline for Jared Wilson and Will Campbell. She said, New England Patriots rookie left tackle Will Campbell expected to miss at least 4 weeks with a knee injury and will most likely land on injured reserve. I would point out, it's interesting, the Pats made a flurry of moves yesterday.
Yeah.
Neither him nor Wilson were put on IR. So if they're going to do that, it's interesting that they haven't yet, because the longer you push it back, once you're on there, you got to miss 4 games.
Yeah, they got time, I guess.
No,
today's Wednesday.
But I'm saying if you waited until, I mean, you're right, they have an extra day because of the Monday nighter, but if they waited until after the Giants game, it would take another game for him to come back.
Yeah, so they'll make a decision by then. Like, if we're talking about Monday and we haven't landed, then they're thinking maybe he's only going to miss 2 or 3 games, right? Because then you can be there for the fourth game. The bye week kind of comes at an opportune time, I guess, with all these injuries piling up. So, you know, as far as weeks of recovery versus games missed, you can kind of line up a little bit that way.
So she says he will likely land on injured reserve. Rookie left guard Jared Wilson has received better news and could come back much sooner.
Mm.
So what does that mean? Sooner than 4 weeks, sooner than the end of the year, sooner than Will Campbell, whatever it is, I think that's positive news there. And I would highlight again, this makes me a little suspicious of Milton Williams. Not that he's not hurt, but just I wonder if it's what they said. If the injury is what they said it is, I've felt this way from the start. I'm not sold that's a high ankle sprain. And if Jared Wilson doesn't go on IR, this is another 300-pounder offensive lineman, big guy. I get all of these are different, but I've been a little suspicious about Milton Williams going on IR immediately for a high ankle sprain. Let's see what happens with Wilson. If he avoids IR, my antenna will stay up. But in general, I think the news is pretty good on both of them. That remains unchanged if you're putting stock in the Russini report. which I know you don't always do, Keith.
Not always. No, she's got a 50-50.
Yeah, if you're right.
They love Jarrett Stidham.
So yeah. I think the overall reporting on them seems positive, and I would expect them back for the playoffs. Who knows what they look like? Who knows how they'll play once they get there? But I think the overall reporting there is trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not expecting them to lose, is there an element of concern going into this game or an area where you would be concerned against the Giants?
Well, I don't know if it's the Giants per se. It's more just their own, the way they've looked, right? Because the Bengals aren't a great team either, and the Bengals don't have a great defense, and there were times where they were giving the Patriots troubles. I think they've been really, really good most of the season at stopping the run, and now Milton Williams is out, and they're not as good at stopping the run. So is that something they can just simply rely on? And then offensively, you know, we've seen moments where they can't run, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, I'm curious, like, are they going to just be like, we need to try to establish this. We need to try to do this and against this team. Like, a lot of the conversation this week has been about goal line, red zone, and offense like that. Like, are they settling for field goals and things like that, or just getting stuffed and turn it over on downs? Because obviously that's a way to you know, give into another team or a team that's worse than you. And if they can't capitalize in those times, then, yeah, it could be a – they've played close games to bad teams, right? So it's not like, oh, it's the Giants just going to go mop the floor with them. Like, I'm not saying that, but no, overall, like, I think they're going
to
be fine.
Even the Jets, and the Pats covered against the Jets. The Jets were driving late to make it a one-score game.
Yeah.
You know, the Saints were driving late in a one-score game. So I'm with you. Like, they have had some closer games than maybe we even remember against lesser opponents. I'm just kind of worried about not a letdown trap game situation, just – they are kind of limping into the bye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last four games, and they've won them all, so, like, we're obviously nitpicking here.
Mm-hmm.
But the last four games, I feel like the play has kind of dropped off. Like, the Falcons game was so-so. The Bucs win, I think, was legit.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't think they played great against the Jets. They played even worse against Cincinnati. That trend line going into the bye, where you just wonder if players are looking ahead a little bit to a break, that would be my main concern, just beyond the health of the O-line against that Giants pass rush. But I don't think they lose. And I certainly don't think they lose three straight. And if they did, they deserve to be ripped for it. Not just, hey, it's all gravy. Hey, they're way better than we thought. And boy, could you ever have pictured them at 10-5? Wouldn't you have taken that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I would have taken them at 10-5 before the year through 15 weeks. I wouldn't take it when they were sitting here 10-2 with the one seed right around the corner.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, at this point, like, you should be rooting for. I mean, we already said 2 weeks ago that the division was over. So if you're winning the division, you can't just be like, oh, it's all gravy from here. Like, it's right in front of them to not even have to play wild card weekend.
Right. Just take care of business. Take care of business against the crappy teams, Giants included.
Yep.
And you'll win the division and be in the mix for the number one seed. That's all you got to do. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls. But a reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Mike's in Providence on the Pats. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hey guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You know, I got a lot of concern.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
not just about this week with the Giants, but going forward in general, you know, based on the Bengals game. And it comes down to a lot more than just having to watch Venereal Low out there. You know, the just the amount of noise that led up to the Bengals game, I think, was kind of similar to the amount of noise that you deal with in the playoffs. Even though the Bengals are certainly not anything close to a playoff team, but if Drake comes out after a week of noise and he's throwing Ethos pitches, you know, into no man's land, I mean, that's not the kind of thing that you're going to come back from.
Mike, Keith and I disagree on this. I think the whole first take, the whole week might have impacted Drake at the start of that game. I don't rule that out. But you,
Venereal Low out there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to catch. Look, we didn't think Minus Lorai was going to catch on, and it's still burning up.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Venereal Low is going to catch on or not. But I do think that there's a chance that the whole back and forth of the week, and let's not pretend it was out of his mind. Oh, he's on the football field. It's out of his mind. He's shaking off the Cam Newton celebration before the game in a choreographed handshake, high five with Steph Diggs. So it wasn't totally out of his mind. Let's not pretend that. And I like that he was doing that. I have no problem with it. I wonder if that was impacting him early on in the game. But I know you don't.
I
agree
don't.
With that
I think
much.
It's more to do with maybe the whole bad week of practice. And so again, that doesn't completely deny your theory because that could also lead into practice. I just think the team overall, Mike Vrabel kind of alluded to, not a great week of practice. And then Christian Ellis, I thought, was pretty honest with us, being like, it was a letdown not to have Burrow. I think they were looking forward to that challenge, and certainly defensively, but even if you're Drake May, part of you is going to be like, playing against Josh Allen's different than playing against, you know, their backup.
And
playing
Chase. You've highlighted this all week. Chase. I mean, Burrow was a letdown. They thought they knew they weren't going to get Chase, but still, when you look across and you're like, oh, there's no Ja'Marr Chase and no Burrow, that is human nature to let down, but you know, this is the time of year where you can't be doing that.
No, you can't. And I think we've seen some of the games where Drake May either had a bad game, which is very few, or just a bad start. A lot of them were of the same formula where, I don't know if he's all gassed up or whatever it is, but he's just kind of airmailing some throws. I mean, that pick six was as bad of a throw as he's had this year. Like, there's not too many of those. And then there's also the other part, too, where you're like, all right, how many games is he going to have a 110 quarterback rating, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be some games.
It's not going to be every week.
It can't possibly be.
No. Hall of Fame quarterbacks in their best MVP seasons didn't do it every single week. Yes. So it's not going to be every week. While you're watching football tomorrow, by the way, and you see a loose ball on the football field rolling around, a fumble, I want you to keep this in mind. This is a PSA going into Thanksgiving football
tomorrow.
Seriously. Maybe you can bring it up with your family watching Thanksgiving
or
football.
Or maybe if you're a high school player this weekend or tomorrow.
You're playing in your last game. You're playing Thanksgiving football. This is a message to all the high schoolers out there.
Yeah.
College football players, Iron Bowl, the game, all these big rivals, Civil War, if we can still call it that, Oregon State.
Or just backyard football with the fellas.
Sure. You're playing in the backyard. Yeah. Devin McCourty has a PSA. If there's a fumble, here is how you recover it.
Here's the protocol. All right, ball's on the ground. You're jumping and you're diving on the ball. You're going to protect every ball. Listen to this. You're going to jump on the ball, get on the football, get in the fetal. But once you get in the fetal, close your mouth, close your eyes, squeeze your butt cheeks. You want to cover, you want to close everything up. The fetal protects. The fetal protects two balls. Your arms protect another one. And close the butt cheeks because you got to protect the last. I'm just telling you, as funny as this is, this was our squad meeting on how to recover a fumble in New England. And I'm pretty sure every team teaches the same thing. The bottom of those piles are rough, Florio. It is rough at the bottom of the pile.
Foul. I'll pick this up. On number 99 of the defense, after he tackled the quarterback, he's giving them business down there at the 15-yard penalty.
Okay.
Now Florio was died.
Florio,
to that.
This was Florio was listening to, you know, Eddie Murphy or somebody. He just couldn't stop cracking up. Dave Chappelle killing him softly.
That was pretty intense.
So they spent time in a squad meeting, he said.
Oh, they had to coach it up.
So Bill, like, walks in before, every year in the offseason, and he's like, hey, guys, ball's on the ground.
I wonder who the most dangerous
Close your
is.
Mouth.
Close your
eyes.
Mouth.
Squeeze your butt cheeks.
Zip up those butt cheeks, fellas.
Close your mouth. Hold on to your buns. Protect all the balls. Close your eyes. I guess, like, eye gouging. I guess.
The mouth? How many fumbles you recover at Hobart?
None.
How many at St. Paul's?
Oh, a few.
Yeah, you got a few of those.
Yeah.
Did you? How many of those rules did you adhere to?
It's more of a scoop it up and go. Otherwise, okay. Just like let them get it. Like let somebody else fall in.
You weren't going in.
Please
there.
Leave me alone.
Fetal position.
No, I don't remember that.
Mouth closed, eyes closed.
No.
Zipped up butt cheeks.
I could see like a little bit of like a pinch to the nether region.
Sure.
But I don't remember having to deal with like your eyes and your mouth and your
close your mouth,
butthole.
Close your eyes, squeeze your butt cheeks.
I don't remember that being a part of it. Maybe that's, you got to wait till the NFL for that.
It was the opposite of a night with your ex-wife.
That's true.
Is what that was. That, yeah, it was very, very, yeah, very much the opposite. 617-779-7937. That's a PSA, as Keith said, for backyard football, high school football, college rivalry games, and the NFL. Just bring that up to grandma. When you're sitting there tomorrow watching football, you could say, hey, you know, mm-hmm, I heard on Jones and Keith, Devin McCourty was talking about this is how you recover a fumble in the NFL. 617-779-7937. More your feedback there. We have the hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45. And on the way next, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.